Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us newness of birth through what you have done for us in Christ Jesus. We so appreciate it. In you, we live and move and have our being. We thank you that we were born for a time such as this, and we just thank you that our lives are hid in your hands for good works laid out there for our lives, Lord. Commit this word to you, commit this day to you, commit our life to you. Your will be done, your kingdom come as you bring about all your wonderful gifts in your body, so that your body, your people, your bride can show forth the fragrance of you who loved us and died for us and gave your life for us in every way. We appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 1 from verse 18 to 21. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary had promised Joseph to be his wife. But while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Her fiancé Joseph was a righteous man, full of integrity, and he didn't want to disgrace her. But when he learned of her pregnancy, he secretly planned to break their engagement. While he was still debating with himself about what to do, he fell asleep and had a supernatural dream. An angel from the Lord appeared to him and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't hesitate to make Mary into your home as your wife, because the power of the Holy Spirit conceived a child in her womb. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Savior, for he is destined to give his life to save his people from their sin."
Hallelujah. This is a beautiful testimony, and this beautiful testimony happened 2,000 years ago. The Bible speaks in Isaiah that darkness, thick darkness, covered the earth, and then Jesus came to bring light and life and the goodness of heaven's love here to planet Earth for all mankind. And so his name was written in heaven as the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, because he will be the salvation. And this has happened, guys. And now we are sitting nearly 2,000 years later, and we're sitting in the same scenario. Thick darkness covers the earth. This Bella, what do they call it? Belabel is so demonic. There's something like 450 million rand has been put into the South African Education Department so that that can be enforced here. So we've got darkness. We've got powers and principalities shouting their demonic deception. And we are here, and we have got everything pertaining to life and godliness in Jesus. Jesus has opened up the way. The Son of God has come and has given us understanding to know we are of the God quality of people. We're made by God, and we're made by God for purpose. So the thing is, now we've got to stop looking at this world and looking at this deception, or not, can't stop. You have to see it. You have to know it's there, but then you have to know that there is all sufficient provision in Jesus, our Savior, our big brother, the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And the word says that the creation, Romans 8, says the creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, so that the creation can come out of the frustration, out of this deception of abortion, out of this deception of the demonic things that have been put onto children of the world and wanting to be put on to the children of South Africa now. We've got to arise and shine, for our light has come, and look to heaven. Just as Jesus had a name, Savior, and that he is ruling and reigning as the Savior, as Emmanuel, God with us, we've got to arise and shine and know that our name is also written in heaven. We've got a part to play in rolling back this darkness. We are on the ends of the earth, and the buck stops here. There's no more place for the devil and his works. There's no more place for this. Lies is a place for truth that is found in us looking to the Lord, embracing the Lord, and the Lord writing his laws on our hearts and our minds, working in us to will and to do, and taking us into the goodness of his plan for the world. Amen. His kingdom has come, and his kingdom has come to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover this earth. And so thank you, Lord, that you take hold of each and every one of us, and you lead us into that wonderful love plan that you manifested here in Jesus. And we saw his life just grow on from glory to glory into the fullness. And then he paid the price so that we can come home. Thank you, Lord, that we are home and you have got our heart, and our hearts is in your hands like a river. Direct us now to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.